Hello and welcome to the WebServing Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has announced updates to its advertising platform. Facebook has moved to clamp down on potentially violent live streams. And 40% of UK e-commerce sites are struggling during peak shopping times. Google has announced that it's to pilot an extension of its Google Display Network. The new service, called Retail Shopping on Display, will go live on the 29th of May and will enable online retailers to have their ads appear on a handful of select premium fashion and home decor sites. Initially, the service will be automatically enabled on all Google shopping campaigns, but advertisers will be able to opt out if they wish to. Additionally, Google is rolling out Customer Match to Google shopping campaigns. With Customer Match, retailers can use their email lists to retarget their high-value customers whilst they're shopping on Google.com. Google is also rolling out similar audiences for search and shopping. According to the company, the update will help vendors to find new customers by targeting people who are similar to those who have already visited a site. Facebook is planning to hire around 3,000 more people to add to the company's community operations team. Mark Zuckerberg said that the move was in response to a recent history of heartbreaking instances where people have harmed themselves or others during streamed videos on Facebook Live. Currently, the team has around 4,500 workers looking into reported videos, but in a recent post on the social network, Zuckerberg said that the extra investment and manpower will be used to make it simpler to report problems and respond quicker. This comes at a time when Facebook has announced that it is fast approaching the 2 billion monthly user milestone. 1.94 billion people now use Facebook on a monthly basis, with 1.3 billion using it every day. Researchers found that 40% of British e-commerce sites are crashing during peak shopping times of the year. The results of a study by Kogiko Peer 1 found that whilst dates such as Easter, Black Friday, Cyber Monday and Boxing Day accounted for a £7 billion boom in the UK economy, nearly half of online retailers didn't feel completely ready for peak times. It was also found that nearly 60% of UK retail sites experienced some kind of page speed issue during these times. Susan Bowen from Kogiko Peer 1 said that UK retailers needed to act fast in order to take full advantage of the revenue opportunities available during seasonal peak spending periods. The analytics firm App Annie has found that people use around 10 apps per day on average across the world. The study found that countries such as Brazil, India, and China use the most apps each day, with Brazil also spending above average minutes on smartphones. The amount of time spent on apps is also increasing worldwide, with South Koreans now spending around 200 minutes on apps every day, more than anyone else. It was pointed out by App Annie that the research shows that user behavior varies so much between nations that there can be no one-size-fits-all app strategy. And finally, the video sharing site YouTube is inviting its users to provide feedback for its new desktop and mobile design. YouTube's product manager said in a blog post that the site wanted to get feedback from the community before sharing it more broadly. The redesign has been created to make the site's pages clean and fresh, and will include the removal of visuals that can distract from browsing or watching experiences. The new design is currently visible on a special YouTube page showing a change in background color from white to black. That's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.